According to Adam Thatcher, even though slavery was abolished globally nearly a century ago, more than 28 million people are trapped in forced labor worldwide. Poverty and lack of access to education create opportunities for those who stand to benefit from the exploitation of vulnerable men, women, and children. In modern times, forced labor takes the form of work with little or no pay, fear and coercion, and restricted freedom of movement. This often occurs at the beginning of the supply chain, where our food is harvested, our clothes are made, and the materials used in our buildings are extracted. Adam, welcome to the podcast. Tell us about your mission and vision, and introduce our listeners to how the tea you sell plays a major role in improving the lives of suppliers.
Well, Dan, thank you for having me on the program. Big fan and very excited to share our story. At the beginning of our story is this amazing place called Grace Farms. It's a cultural and humanitarian center in New Canaan, Connecticut, where we're free and open to the public and we pursue justice and where people can come and encounter the arts. We also foster community at this place. It's sort of like a new paradigm shift of what could be a public place. We really want to be open and welcoming and inviting to everyone. Tea has played a critical role in us doing that. Tea being this common beverage that everyone enjoys around the world that conveys a sense of hospitality, of welcoming from a host to a guest, but also the comforting nature that when you come to a new place, whether it's at a friend's house or going to a place like Grace Farms, a nice warm beverage just helps you lower your shoulders a little bit, find that commonality, and then begin the dialogue. So our story with tea begins there, but then where we really became involved in the tea game to another level was when we created a new company called Grace Farms Foods, and it is a public benefit subsidiary of Grace Farms Foundation that was created to be able to share our signature coffees and teas with the whole world, and that's really where we got started.
Your range of premium teas seeks to end forced labor and mirrors Grace Farms' aesthetic, making the world a more just, sustainable, and peaceful place. Will you tell listeners about your blends and sourcing strategy?
Our tea blends are pretty unique in that they were developed by Grace Farms' resident tea master, Frank Quay. Frank has welcomed hundreds of thousands visitors to Grace Farms with a warm cup of tea and fantastic conversation explaining what Grace Farms is. Our first set of teas that we came out with are organic herbal blends that are his own family recipes. And what makes them very unique is that they're naturally sweet, much sweeter than what you'd normally expect. They've got about 10% organic stevia leaf in them, just as if you were to pick it out of the garden and taste it and it tastes sweet. I almost find it hard to go back and drink a regular herbal tea, like a chamomile tea that doesn't have this natural sweetness. And for us, it's exciting because we've sort of packaged a perfect blend all in one sachet. No need to add a sugar that probably isn't organic and has been heavily processed. Since the success with those, we've been developing now a line of black teas. We're getting ready to come out with green teas, wellness blends, all using the expertise of Frank to be able to come up with these really inspiring blends.
Where are you sourcing your teas from?
We source teas from around the world and herbals from around the world. So right now, our teas are coming from India, Sri Lanka. We're now going to be also bringing in teas, green teas from China and Genmaicha from Japan. And then herbals are coming from a wide variety of places. For example, rooibos coming from South Africa, lavender coming from Croatia, chamomile from Egypt, really trying to find the best origins from a quality standpoint, and then digging into the supply chain from there to make sure that they are ethically and sustainably produced, sourced, and traded.
Let's talk about your concerns about forced labor and the problems associated with child labor. Describe for our listeners what can be done and how.
Grace Farms Foundation, a not-for-profit organization, its stake in the ground is to end forced labor around the world. It has a particular focus on supply chain analysis and with a priority on the building materials supply chain, because we sit at this interesting intersection of architecture and human rights. However, T has given us this new opportunity to not only demonstrate through building materials, which is a very sort of unconsumer-friendly industry, right? You build a building once and it lasts for 50 years, whereas T is something that's consumed daily. So when we decided to start Grace Farms Foods, we ultimately decided to start it with three goals. The first is to share Grace Farms with everyone through our signature teas. The second is to demonstrate and educate about ethical and sustainable supply chains. And then the third is giving back 100% of the profits to supporting Design for Freedom, which is an initiative that began at Grace Farms to end forced labor in said architecture and construction industry. As we are building out a program to demonstrate and educate about ethical and sustainable supply chains, and this is during the pandemic, that having the opportunity to get to the origin wasn't an option to begin with. So we started by saying, okay, how do we have some reassurance that we're not participating in forms of child labor, but also making sure that human rights are being respected and that a fair pay is being given to those farmers or those tea workers for the work that they're doing. So we looked at a number of a fair trade certification, and then we since then have changed fair trade certifications to partner with Fair Trade International and the U.S. branch of Fair Trade International, which is Fair Trade America. It's actually the most globally recognized fair trade certification around the world. It began in Europe and works with Flow Cert. We saw this as an opportunity for us to lead the conversation in the tea industry here in the United States by partnering with Fair Trade International to become the first U.S. brand using Fair Trade certified ingredients in our teas. Fair Trade has more rigorous standards, and it really is producer-led. It focuses on smallholder farms and includes those stakeholders in every point of the conversation, from the setting of standards to pay premiums and minimums to the ecology and environmental practices that are exhibited by these certified farms that we source from. So that was really the beginning for us, but then that's just using a third party to say, okay, there's been an audit, they've met our standards, but then there's this need for what I think is the most important is that first party audit. You yourself going to the origin, meeting with the tea pickers, talking with the tea managers and making sure what they're saying aligns with what the factory worker is saying as you're asking these questions and getting to really immerse yourself in the culture that is tea in some of these areas around the world, like Darjeeling. It is more than just a job or an industry. It is life. It is culture. And so for us to experience that was incredibly validating. And it just creates an opportunity for really long-term relationships when you find a partner who has values alignment like your own.
Two-thirds of the transaction price is concentrated towards the retail end of the tea supply chain. How do you bridge the gap between a consumer who's paying a higher price and a producer who's not fully benefiting from that well-intentioned purchase?
As I was mentioning, partnership is the cornerstone to creating a fantastic product that is sustainable, not only from, you know, the conventional view of sustainability, environmental, and from a human rights end, but also from a business side, right? Because as you develop a stronger relationship and partnership, then you find more efficiencies and you're able to supply even a larger market. And so our partnership began ultimately with a fantastic individual by the name of Kunal Patel, who is the owner and CEO of a company called Davidson's Organics. In my opinion, tea needs to be all organic. It is crazy to me that the largest market of tea is tea that has had pesticides sprayed on it, synthetic fertilizers put into it. And this is a product that is very, very lightly processed and then put in a cup with boiling hot water poured on it, and then you drink it. So on two issues there. A is the personal health of the consumer who's having it. But then the lasting effect even further is the impact on our own environment. It has been proven that organic farming practices protect soil health, improve water retention, create more resilient plants, and also creates a more reliable crop year after year. So that should be the like non-negotiable lowest common denominator that all the tea industry should be moving towards. Now, beyond that, right, let's be honest, that deforestation is also occurring because there is not a proper living wage for small farmers. And that is the reason why they need to continue expanding their growing areas. And then the last part to it is that biodynamic farming is essential to this too, right? Intercropping with native species of trees, other shrubs that attract different types of microorganisms, insects that all benefit the soil health, which is not only helping to trap carbon. Tea is actually a very effective plant at absorbing CO2 and trapping it in the soil. And biodynamic farming practices only accelerate that process faster. So to me, that's really where the argument needs to be, is that there needs to be agreement. And that does have to come from consumers as well, right? Consumers need to stop buying tea that's not organic and meet those standards. So that's our commitment, is that the tea we source is going to meet those minimum requirements. And this is one of the reasons why we chose to partner with Fairtrade International, because they have a whole climate resilience program that they've built in, that they help educate the producers at origin on how to create more resilient farms and how to be using more organic practices that will combat climate change. Now, as we grow and we're able to have a surplus of profit, nothing would make us happier than to continue to strengthen those relationships with the producers where we're sourcing our teas from.